He's not in front of the field, even though he has to run away from town. Wherever he ends up, there in that place, he can make a machor there. So why can't we make a chazaka then? Even though the owner had to run away from town, so what? If a new person goes into the field, Lamaisa, the owner will find out about it, and then the owner should have made a machor. He should have made a protest. And if the owner did not make a protest, that's the proof that's really true that this person bought the field. So throw it to Stira. Apparently, how could you have both halachas? How could you tell me that machor shloim b'fona is heavy machor and ain machligim b'nifsei baruch? Mursus l'kasha, I'll tell you, kan baruch machmas momen, kan baruch machmas marden. One place is running away just because he's in trouble about the money. So then Taki can think he knows what's doing, he can make a machor. But the other place is he's running away for his life. Rashi says, Rashbam says, kan shabaruch machmas marden. Machmas ritzicha sefoshet, like he was caught killing somebody. So Yoru Limcha is here, he's afraid to make a machon no matter where he is. Ten yoida mokam chanura tada tachnusai. Maybe people will find out his hiding place. Reyirdov, Goyla Dam, the Goldam were chasing after him. Ki yachal lavova v'yisig of Argo. Therefore, the mach, he won't make a machon. Mashenkin, he was only running away for money. There it's not so bad. They don't run after him. Therefore, as long as he's out of town, they won't go after him. If the person's running away because they caught him on money matters, so then wherever he is, it's a tiny, he should have made a machor. Even though true, he won't come down into the city, he's afraid to get caught, but wherever he is, he should have made a machor process there. He's not afraid they'll run after him there. So there's then like a chazok, there is a good chazok. When do we say, though, there's no chazok? That's if the person had to run away for his life. When he had to run away for his life, then even though the owner that ran away finds out that someone's in his field, he's afraid to make a machor, even though machor someplace else helps. But here the owner, even though he's hiding someplace else, he's afraid to make a machor. He's afraid that people will find out where he's hiding and they'll run after him. The girl or dumb will run after him. Therefore, there's no stira. Therefore, in a case where he's running away for his life, there's no chazaka, and where he's running away from mom, and then there is a good chazaka. Now the Gemara speaks out. Heichi domi machor. What's called a machor? How much? What does the owner have to say? Heichi domi machor. Omar Rav Zvid, Palmya Gazlonahu Lehevi Machor. If some of the owner says, no, Shimon is a Gazlin. That's all you say. You don't say that he's stealing your field. You're just giving him a name, a title. He's a Gazlin. That's nothing. That's not called a Machor. So what if he's a Gazlin? What's it got to do with you, though? Maybe still you sold him the field, though. That's not saying anything. But Palmya Gazlonahu. But you speak out and say, this Shimon is a Gazlin. And he also sold my field. He took away my field. He sold it. And I'm telling everybody, tomorrow I'm going to take him to Bezdin. That's called a good machor. You have to speak out and tell everybody. The news has to be that this Gazlin, not Sami, is a Gazlin. You have to speak out why he's a Gazlin. You have to say, I know he's a Gazlin because I know he sold my field. And also, what am I doing about it? I'm going to take them to Din Torah tomorrow. Don't worry. I just don't have time today. It takes a long time to get to the Beis Din. So, but I plan to go there. That's called the good machor. Hey, Rashbam says, oh, my little son, if I'm in front of the edge, this pounding gazon, this guy is a gazlin. That's not called the machor. Even if the Edom would tell this person, listen, the owner said you're a Gazlin, so what? So because the guy doesn't know why he's calling you a Gazlin. Like, I think the guy sounds Meshuggah. He's calling you a Gazlin, I'm not a Gazlin. That doesn't make me watch my star. But if I hear that you're calling me a Gazlin because you say I sold this field, then I know I'm going to be in trouble with my field, then I have to start watching my star. If I don't watch my star, then it's my problem. Therefore, there is a chazaka. All right, turn over. Well, you're stealing my field, and I'll take you through this. Now, Heli Machor, Omar Loi Tengulei. Let's say the owner, when he tells it over to somebody, says clearly, don't tell the machzik. I don't want you to tell him. And I won't tell him. Keep it quiet. I'm telling you, listen, I'm telling you this guy's stealing my field, but keep it quiet. Don't tell him. My, what's the look of this? Is it called the chazaka? Is it called the machona? So Omar Rav Zvi, listen, it's not called a good machor. If you yourself told the Yedim not to tell anybody, that's not called a machor. The only side of a machor shloi b'ponus is that you tell somebody, that guy tells another guy, and the news travels, they'll get down to that guy in the field. But if you tell these two people clearly, don't tell anybody, that's not called a good machor. You have pop on a no. L'didei l'itemrulei. L'yachrini imrulu. What he meant to say is like this. All I meant to say is that telling these two people, you yourselves, I don't want you to go down to Shimon. Don't tell Shimon what I'm saying about him. But Avad, it's other people you could tell. And therefore, Chavra, Chavra, Islay, Chavra, the Chavra, Chavra, Islay. In other words, that people are friends and news travels. So therefore, even though the owner told these two agents, don't tell, well, could be what he meant to say is just don't tell, you yourself don't tell the machzik. But you could tell your friends. And therefore, it's called the good machol. Omru lei, lo yaminen lei. Let's say it's said over clearly. Don't say over. Rashi says lo kohech di omru la tayim lei. So la zira fu shos levi machor. There's a new case now. Lo kohech di omru machor gemura. Let's say the owner made a good machor. V'tivum lei meloi. And the owner told these two eidim, I want you now to go and tell this person that I'm making a machor. I made a good machor. I'm telling you clearly. He stole the field from me. I'm going to take him to Din Torah and do me a favor, go and tell it to him. They manu. But what's going to be if the agent himself answers back and said, listen, loy amrile, we are not going to tell him. That's what the agent said. The two people said back, we're not going to talk. And the owner just went home and kept quiet after this. He didn't say anything more. He didn't tell anybody else. What's the locker here? So the owner himself made a good machor. But the Suedim said back right away, we're not going to tell anybody. So the fact the owner kept quiet now, one way to look at it is, it's not called a good machor. Like the owner realizes these two people are not going to tell, so your machor is not getting anywhere. So if it really bothers you, you should make another machor. If you don't make another machor, that's right, you really sold it to him. Or maybe no, maybe it still is called a good machor. That's the shayla. Om rulei le'yam rulei. Om razviz ha'koma ha'kom rulei le'yam rulei. As Rav Zvid said, it's not called a good machor. Since these two people told you clearly, we are not going to tell anybody, that's like you didn't tell anybody. News is not going to travel. You didn't tell the machzik, you didn't tell the shimin, you only told the wedim, and they're not going to tell anybody. It's nothing. It's not called you made a chazok. You made a machor. We have four former know what the edim meant to say again was like this. All they meant to say is that we ourselves are not going to go down to the machzik. We're not going to tell him. But other people will tell. And therefore the story is Chavra Chavra Islay, friends are friends, the Chavra Chavra Islay. And the friends and the friends also are friends. So therefore, again, the Machlokes are popping with it. Omru lehu leitefik lehu shuta. What's going to be Rashi says leyetze dav mipichet. What's going to be if the owner now tells you to wait him, don't say a word out of your mouth. That's what the owner told us to wait. Loitefik lechushusa. Means what Rashi says, loyetze dav mepichem. Don't let anything come out of your mouth. The machmurus mashma lele lelacherim. That don't tell him and don't tell anybody else. What's in the lach over here? Omeros vidu koma loitefik lechushusa. But it's not called a good machor. Since the owner told him carefully, don't say a word, so that's not called a machor. About this, here's the not called a machor. Omrule, what's going to be? If the Edim themselves answered back and said, Lemaskinishusa, the owner told the Edim, I'm making a good machor. And he told the Edim, go tell everybody. The Edim themselves answered back and said, Lemaskinishusa, we're not going to say a word. What's the law? Omarah Papa, or Kamala Lemaskinishusa. The Papa said, listen, the Edim themselves can say clearly, we're not going to open up our mouth. And therefore, the hearer Papa admits. Even though before a prophet is here, when they just don't say, we're not going to say. There a prophet says it just means we're not going to tell him, but we'll tell other people. But here, when he says such a strong Russian, if the Aden say, la nafkin and shuta, means we're not going to utter anything out of our mouth, means zero. Not to him and not to anybody else. There a prophet also agrees, that's not called the good machor. That's by saying clearly, you're not going to tell anybody. So the owner should have known, that's not called the machor. The machor is not going to find out about it.
Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yeshua Amar, Kol Milsa de Le Ram Yolei de Inchi, Oma Lo Velavadaiti. He also knows that, listen, people will talk. Even though they say right now they're not going to talk, so what? Eventually they're going to talk. Like, in my sense, it's in Oskasis, and people talk. As Ram says, like he says, Hai Nani Machohu, the Chol Milsa de Le Ram Yolei de Inchi, Shane the Matelasol of Levar, anything, you don't have to really find out the real truth. But Gamena Master, you don't lose out anything. You tell people and you don't think about a claimer. And at least Malibai, you don't think about it, you kibble a double love little space thing. No, just forget about this. Even though the Shas Maestri, you said clearly, you're not gonna tell anybody, but if you do tell anybody, you're gonna have a loss? No. Do you have to really think it twice when you're saying the truth or not? No. So therefore such a thing, you don't always keep bearing in your mind not to say it over. You slip to tell it over. It's like Dominic, you see you saw a car accident. Even though the shots are through the car accident, you say not to tell anybody, but later on throughout the day someone you stop talking, you say it over. That's when it is. Therefore it's called Nilso. So Laram Yoled Inchi. Something that you do not really have to do. And therefore, even though you said you're not gonna say it over, oh my love, love a dice, people say it over, you know what? They don't even realize it. It's like some talk, it's like some gossip. These things, you stand for. Therefore, he owes in all these cases called a good machor. As long as the owner told over to two people, even though these two people themselves said they're not going to tell anybody, so what? That's something they think about all the time, not to say over. When they sit down to talk to somebody, stand to gossip with somebody, they're going to say over what happened, they'll say this thing also. This is lay ram, you lay the inchi, it comes out of the mouth very easily. All right.
You're holding the flame test on Aleph by the two dots. Mar says, Omar Rova, middle of the Gemara. Omar Rova, Omar Rav Nachman. Macho Shaloi Bifonov. Heavy Macho. If the Baile makes a Macho not in front of the Machzik himself, he tells somebody else, and that somebody else eventually it gets to the Machzik, that's also enough. Eisve Rova Rav Nachman. If so, Rova is the Kasha to Rav Nachman. I mean, Rava first said over what Rav Nachman held. And now the Rava, like, is asking the question to Rav Nachman. Eisrael Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Yudah, says now Mishnah that Rav Yudah holds, Loi Omru Sholesh Shonim, why was it said that we have to wait 3 years for Chazokah, or that is Elekidei Shehebi Aspamya, even in the case that the owner lives in a city called Aspamya, means the far end of Eretz Yisrael, V'yachzik Shona, and he owns a field in the other side of Eretz Yisrael. So it's come out like a whole year's journey away. So therefore, we wanted that v'yachzik shana, the person lives there for a year, v'yelcho v'yadiyu shana, and then people will come back to the owner and notify the owner that somebody is in your field, and v'yavo l'shana cheres, and then the third year, the owner himself will go back to his field and be meicher over there. That's what Rav Yudah says in our Mishnah. So now, this was Rav's kasha to Rav Nachman. If you're going to tell me that machor shaloi b'fonov, heavy machor, that a machor shaloi b'fonov is called a machor, if so, lomali lemeisei, why does the owner himself have to travel the year to go all the way up to where his field is to make the machor? Leisiv hosa maduchtayu, let the owner stay home. Piaspamia, where he is, let him just stay there. Vilim chuhosam, and let him make a machor over there. How come if Yud in the Mishnah's mashma that the owner himself will travel the third year to get to his field, and he himself will make the machor? So it's mashma Yud holds that the owner himself has to go there and make the machor. So right about the Rashbam, that instead of asking kasha from Rabbi Yudah, we should have brought a proof from the Tanakhama. Like we already explained, the pshat from the Tanakhama is that a machor shloi b'fonav is called a machor. But the Gemara answers better. The Gemara says, no, even according to Rabbi Yudah, you have no proof to ask the question. I'll tell you, hosom eitzah tzeba kamashmalon. Even according to Rabbi Yudah, really miyikar adin would be enough for the owner to stay home and make a machor over there, wherever he is, let him make a protest there, and his friends will tell his friends, and the news will travel. Why does the Mishnah say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the owner himself takes the year's journey to get to his field? I tell you, that's good advice. That's an Eitzah Teva Kamash Malon. To let the owner himself come down to the field to stop the person from eating the peris. Like, get rid of him right away. In other words, if you want to make a machor now, so that person is still going to eat in your field. And he'll keep on eating years until you take him to Din Torah. Now, when you're going to go there, it's going to be a big pain in the neck to get the money back from him from all the fruits that he ate. Like, even though you take him to Din Torah, even if you win the Din Torah, it's a big pain in the neck. You're not sure you get the money back. So it's a bigger Eitzah Teva that you yourself should go down there right now and throw him off the field right now. Like, stop him right now from eating the peris. So that's the best way. You save yourself the peris. You won't have to go through the bother of later collecting the money in Beis Din. So therefore, it's an Eitzah Teva that the owner himself should go down to make the machor. But Mi'ikir Adin, could be Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that machor Shlei Befonov is also called a machor. Yeah. Now the word says, Mi dukom moisav lo rova the Rav Nachman, since Rava asked this question to Rav Nachman, Michlal de lo svirulei de machor Shlei Befonov heavy machor. Mash Mi does not hold like that. In other words, Rava asked the question to Rav Nachman. According to you, Rav Nachman, it's a kash on Rav Yehuda and our Mishnah. But Mashma Rav himself holds no, that the machor shalei v'fonav, I'll tell you, is loy havi machor. That the owner has no right to protest, not in front of the machzik. He has to go down to the field and protest in front of that person. For the Gemara, is that true? I v'omar Rava. Rav himself, we had before, and Avchav Ches, we had before, that Rav himself said, Lamed Ches we had, that Rav himself said, Machor shalei v'fonav havi machor. So, of course, it's the in Rava. So, Gemara says true. Bosa de shomem Rav Nachman savrua. After Rava, like heard, learned from Rav Nachman that the pshat is that it is called a machor, Rava accepted it. Rava true asked the kasha on Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman answered back and said, "No, it's not a kasha from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda also agrees mikir adin you could make a machor shalai b'fonav. It's only an eitzah teiva." So Rava accepted it, and now Rava himself also agrees and holds machor shalai b'fonav is considered a good machor. Amos says, Ashkechinu Rab Yosef Rab Chanino le Talmidot Rab Yochanan. Rab Yosef Rab Chanino found the Talmidot of Rab Yochanan. Omulu, so he said to Rab Yochanan's Talmidim, Miyoma Rab Yochanan Macho Bekama. That did you learn from Rab Yochanan Rebbe, in front of how many people does the owner have to make his protest? The same as Allah, if the owner finds out that somebody's in his field, if he wants to stop that person's chazoka, he's supposed to make a machor, he has to make a protest. Now, if he doesn't go down to himself, in front of how many people does he have to make the machor? So, Rabbi, well, even if he goes down, we'll soon see. So, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba om Rabbi Yechon, says over the name of Rabbi Yechon, machor b'fnei shnayim. It's enough to make the machor in front of two people. If the owner is meich in front of two people, that's enough. However, Reb Abba Om Reb Yechon, Reb Abba says in the name